the war in Iraq being just one reason why even the most skeptical of Democrats are allowing themselves to at least hope the party could actually win in November. The latest poll from Newsweek showing that should they win, those who voted for them will be expecting a return on their voting investment. More than half still wanting the Democrats to take control of Congress, compared with less than a third hoping the same for Republicans. 31% cite Iraq as their top concern in the election, 18% named the economy, 16% chose health care, and 13% picked terrorism. Should the Democrats win control, 51% of those surveyed of both parties favoring impeachment as a top or a lower priority, 44% saying it shouldn't be done at any cost. But elsewhere in Newsweek, the Democratic House leader Nancy Pelosi said to the magazine, in effect, as she did on 60 Minutes last night, that impeachment would not happen on her watch if she gets one. For more on the 06 outlook, let's call in A.B. Stoddard, associate editor of The Hill newspaper. Thank you once again for your time tonight.
Thanks.
Optimism among the Democrats has been in short supply over the past dozen years. Might it still be slightly undue optimism, even if there's only 15 days till the polls open? Republican Party needs only the last 3 days to complete the patented 72-hour get-out-the-vote program?
I think if you look at the polls, the Democrats have reason to be guardedly optimistic. I think that the polls are showing the makings of a nice wave. If you look at angry, determined independents and Democrats, and also a disenchanted and disappointed Republican base, the combination for that, I think, puts them probably over the top, that they pick up the 15 they need to take control of the House, at least. Whether they're going to pick up 40, I doubt. I'm one of the people that I'm not as optimistic as Karl Rove, but I'm sort of in awe of the Republican machine. I think that they continue to hold the mechanical edge, that the get out the vote operation is a stunning machine, and that they're just their advantage in money, the fact that they've held power for so long. There's just a long list of advantages that they have, and I think if you go race by race, it's hard to really make it a tsunami.
But there seem to be buckets of sand teetering on the edge of falling into that machine, and one of them obviously remains the Foley scandal, which needs 2 weeks more of life to be a factor here. And the new polls show that despite it, the Republican Congressman Tom Reynolds appears to be gaining ground in the reelection bid in New York State that many had already written off, but he has to appear before the House Ethics Committee tomorrow. Should Reynolds' growth be a concern for the Democrats, or should that appearance tomorrow be more of a concern for the Republicans?
Well, I think that Reynolds is, it looks like he's picking up steam because he's been out of the news maybe for 8 days or something. But when you go before the Ethics Committee, that's not good this close to the election when he's in serious trouble. The problem for Tom Reynolds is New York State. And if you look at what's happening there with Senator Clinton and Eliot Spitzer, you have to be a Republican so devoted to Tom Reynolds that you're going to get in your car and drive to the polls that morning to help to save his job, even though you're not electing any other Republicans on that day. So that's going to be a huge factor against Tom Reynolds.
To return to Mr. Rove, he was out on the campaign trail over the weekend. He was ratcheting up the rhetoric against the Democrats. Mm-hmm. Much of it was aimed specifically at Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader, and her voting record on domestic spying programs, on the Patriot Act. Is that an issue attacked against Pelosi, or is it a gender-specific attack against Pelosi?
I just happen to believe that if John Murtha was about to be Speaker in a Democratic House, or Steny Hoyer was about to be Speaker in a Democratic House, that they would be the boogeyman as well. I don't think that this necessarily has to do with the fact that she's a woman so much as that she is from San Francisco, and this is quite convenient for Karl Rove. And she's, you've got to have someone in these days leading up to scare your own voters with. I mean, what we're talking about, the remaining voters, the persuadable voters out there are now wavering Republicans, and Karl Rove has to tell them that they must go to the polls and they must support the party one more time, no matter how upset they are. So the Pelosi punching bag is probably effective, and he would be beating up anybody. He would have to, with the polls this bad for the Republicans, if the Democrats, were to be led by somebody else.
And lastly, we come to, of all places, New Jersey. Senators McCain and Clinton were both here campaigning over the weekend. Mr. McCain, for his part, told donors that the race between Robert Menendez, the Democratic incumbent, and the challenger Tom Kaine Jr. would determine control of the Senate. Is his assessment right?
Well, he is right. The Democrats on the Senate side are looking to pick up Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Ohio, and Montana. Those are looking kind of like toast at this point. And then they go to a second tier of hopefuls, and those races are in Missouri, Tennessee, and Virginia. And they'd like to run the table, but let's say they pick up one of the hopefuls and they just get to that fifth seat. They need a six to take power in the Senate. If they pick up two of the three hopefuls, if they were to then lose their incumbent, Bob Menendez in New Jersey, it would be devastating. So the Republicans are so happy with the rise of Keenan, they are really hoping that they can knock off Bob Menendez. That's a volatile race. The polls are going back and forth right now. Menendez is ahead, but McCain is right. That's really important for the Republicans. It's sort of their one hope for a pickup. And for the Democrats, they need Bob Menendez to stay right where he is.
And ironically, the Democrats are trying to tattoo a picture of George Bush right on Kane Jr.'s head. A.B. Yeah. Stoddard, the associate editor of The Hill, great thanks for joining us again.
Thanks.